is, the title is A Winning Attitude. A winning attitude.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
A winning attitude. I want you to raise your right hand and just repeat after me these words of faith affirmation. I will not be deceived by negative thinking.
I will not be deceived by negative thinking.
I will flourish in faith and life.
I will flourish in faith and life.
I am determined to be what God sees me.
I am determined to be what God sees me.
In Christ Jesus, all things are possible.
In Christ Jesus, all things are possible.
My past is not the future.
My past is not the future.
My future is now.
My future is now.
I'm a living testimony of faith today.
I'm a living testimony of faith today.
I will accomplish greater today.
I will accomplish greater today.
I will be the greatest today.
I will be the greatest today.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The reason why we have to continue to announce or pronounce faith affirmations in the atmosphere is because enough of our globe, enough of people are walking around depressed. Depressed and shattered over something that happened that they in themselves do not have the power to fix. When you don't have the power to fix anything, then that's then we look to someone who all things has a possibility of reshaping and reforming itself and being renewed.
Yes, sir.
See, the devil is about evil. God is about good. Remember, he told us not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And see, human beings know how to do both.
Yes.
Satan tripped up Eve by saying, God just don't want you to know what he knows. God didn't know anything about evil. See, he was just good. And if anything is opposed to being good, it has to be something different, right? And so now human beings are practicing the knowledge of being good and evil. More so as evil. So what happens once we broke that? We have oppression that comes in, we have doubt, we have murders, we have all kinds of mental illnesses and diseases that come upon us. It is enough people walking around in despair or being despondent about situations that they cannot fix. But the Apostle Paul tells us today in Philippians, the fourth chapter.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
If you turn that with me, he says this in the 13th verse. He says, in verse 12, let's start in verse 12, he says, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Verse 13 is the winning attitude. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. That's a winning attitude. And you're in first starting off with that sentence, it says, I can.
Yes, sir.
Everybody say, I can. He didn't say, I must. He didn't say, I will eventually. He didn't say, I will down the road. I will in time to come. I can. Speaks of a verb of being present with you. I can. I will. It is that you have the power. You have the ability. You have the right to do exactly those things that come against you. Those challenges that aggravate you. Those needless pains that continuously pound at your door and causes you the greatest of agony mentally, physically, emotionally. I can. So when you face a situation, don't say, you got me now, but I will later. Don't say, I would. Say, I can. You might be thinking like, I can is willpower. Now, I can is spiritual strength with the willpower that you do have.
Yes, sir.
Because everybody knows willpower is a worldly term. It's worldly thinking. It's power that comes out of yourself and not power that comes from the Spirit of the living God.
Yes, sir.
Remember, Jesus said in the Gospel of John, he said, in the world, you're going to have doubts. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. In the world, you're going to have trouble. In the world, you're going to have trouble. He said, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So what does the world mean? Everything that encompasses the challenges against the things that are of God, for God, and what God wants us to do. Be of good cheer. He says, have joy when you come against that stone wall, that mountain that cannot be moved, or that mountain you're only halfway up. He says, be of good cheer. Be joyful. Be joyous in it all, because I have overcome the world. Yes. Did he not say that?
Yes, he did.
Amen. He says, all things. He says in verse 13, I can do all things. See that? All? I can do all things. He's not talking about gifts. Everybody can't do or play every instrument there is if you're not gifted. He's not talking about musical playing or gifts. He says, I can do all things. Any challenge come my way, it is possible for me to get through it without destroying myself any further. I can do all things. Every test, every trial, every challenge, every situation, every habit that I'm still connected with, I can do all things. I is a personal pronoun. It almost seems like you're using willpower. But he goes on to say, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives me the strength.
Yeah.
And that's how we live, by faith. Faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. Faith in the blood of Jesus. Faith in the power of Jesus. That's how we are able to do all things. Jesus goes and carries with us. Let's look in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 will talk to us about the all things. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 will talk to us about the all things that pertain to life and godliness. Those are the all things that pertain to life and godliness. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 reads, Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3 reads, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Now, when we say, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me, it's because Peter's saying here in the third verse, he says, his divine power, it comes, the ability for us to do something is the divine power of God. The divine power that belongs solely to him. Divine or power comes from one of the Greek words called dunamis.
Yes, sir.
And it's the English word dynamite. Right?
Yes, sir.
explodes. The power in dynamite is so active that when it is set off, it explodes.
Yes, sir.
The type of power God has to put that challenge that's in your way, and he'll take that wall out. Boom! And he opens the door for you to keep walking through.
Mm-hmm.
His divine power,
yes, sir,
is not equipped on the level of conventional warfare, but it's mighty in the spirit to tackle all of the things that is challenging you. When something's challenging you, or through a person that's challenging you, it's the spirit on that person, and it takes the divine intervention of God to deal with that wicked force, or that wicked power, so that you are able to do all things through the strength of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Remember when Daniel was working in government, and he was up under King Nebuchadnezzar, and he was in prayer. And he was asking God for an answer to a revelation that was given to him. But in the ninth chapter of Daniel, he said that I was praying for 21 days before the man, the angel, messenger, Gabriel, came to deliver the revelation to him, the answer he needed.
Yes, sir.
He had to break through the wall for the atmosphere, the demonic force of the world, and he had to stay there in endurance. God will give you endurance in order for you to say, I can.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do all things. He'll give you the endurance to keep praying through until the answer comes. It only took 21 days for Daniel to receive the answer. And when Gabriel came, you know, Gabriel is the messenger angel, because he delivers the message to Jesus, to Mary and Joseph and them about Jesus being born. So, and he also came to Zacharias about John being born. So it was the messenger angel, Gabriel. So when you get an answer from God, it has been the angel Gabriel is delivering that message to you in your spirit so you can go forward. And when Gabriel came, he said, look, I would have been here sooner, but I needed to go help out my other angel. I was being detained. I was in a fight. I was in a struggle with the prince of Persia, the king of Persia. Now, what is he talking about? I was being detained. He said, I was in a struggle. Satan came against me, and I had to battle with him. He needed help, or he called, didn't really need help, but the battle in the spiritual world was so heavy that he had to call Michael, the archangel, to come and say, here, hold my place. I need to go down to earth and deliver this message to Daniel the prophet, who's in battle.
Mm-hmm.
So hold on, folks. Hold on, people. If the blessing has not come, that just means Satan is struggling with you to make you give up before he was let loose. The Bible says that resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Yes, sir.
And so the angel, the archangel Michael came and took the place of Gabriel so Gabriel can go finish delivering this revelation to Daniel. So in verse 3, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. For life. What is it that we need in life? His divine power helps us to put away habits that is destroying us spiritually or is destroying us as a person. What does his divine power do? If alcohol is abusive to you and you have to drink to you, skunk drunk, God gives you the power, the ability to not have the taste be so deeply embedded in your mouth that He can take you from being a heavy drinker to no drinker at all, or from a heavy drinker to a social drinker, or to an anniversary drinker. His divine power can help you do that.
Yes, sir.
It is not willpower, because He says, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. We're in a position, we live in a world that our own willpower is not enough. We need that divine heavenly power. What else is His divine, what else is the benefits of His divine power? It helps us to overcome even sinful habits.
Yes, sir.
That can destroy us. What is sinful habits? Well, I'm playing the lottery too much. I am just spending all of my money thinking that I'm going to get this $3,500 million.
Yes, sir.
To the point that now you are not paying on your utility bills because now you're so consumed with putting this money toward trying to win. You figure that I can put maybe $50 a week on all these numbers, eventually I'm going to get it. But He can give you power over that habit.
Yes, sir. Got addiction.
That becomes sinful.
Uh-huh.
That is an addiction. Because anything that takes the place of God more than you worship God, then that becomes an idol.
Yes, sir.
It becomes an idol God to you, and it becomes an addiction. So He's given us divine power to live above sin. He gives us divine power to have hope and courage. He gives us divine power to have faith in our living on a daily basis. So these are not only human helps that He gives us, but He gives us spiritual help for life and godliness. This is all in a nutshell our salvation. He gives us those abilities to live holy on the earth and in life according to His plan of salvation for us. Amen?
Amen.
Let's look in our Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 6. And I want to share with you in Ephesians about when we talk about Jesus Christ being seated, or when we talk about us being seated in heavenly places. You've heard that in our scripture, us being seated in heavenly places with Jesus Christ. Verse 2-6 here says, it reads this, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. That is why you can do all things. That is why you can say, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives me the strength. Because Ephesians says, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. See, when Jesus died, He said, it is finished.
Yes, sir.
He means the struggle with inborn sin is done. He said, it's finished. I've conquered Satan. I've overcome the world. I've overcome His tactics. He raised from the dead. That means He says, my work of salvation for human race, for you and I, is complete. It is paid in full. There's nothing else that you have to do in order to live that life above the sin. It's sort of like an accountant term. An accountant term is that, what? You paid the bill in full. And you pay the bill in full, you no longer owe anything to it. So the revelation is that we are seated with Christ. If you sit down, that means you, hey, the journey. You completed the task once you sat down.
Uh-huh.
Now this is used when we look in Luke, the 4th chapter, when Jesus came into the synagogue, he stood up to read. And there was presented him right there the book of Isaiah and the 61st chapter. Now I'm trying to show you that why you can. Why is it possible to say I can do all things through Christ Jesus? Because the work and the power of God in Christ Jesus, as he lived as a human, he was able to conquer so many things. What did he conquer? People talked about it. People politically set him up. His own peers, the priests, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the very political structures and the elders of the cities and the elders of those towns didn't like him. They set him up. They did all kinds of things to him. They said this. They said mean things. He even had one of his own disciples who was supposed to be true to him turning their back on him. He was able to endure that. There was times that people misunderstood him. How can you be such and such? You have never went to school. You were not one of these. But he endured all of that. We can do it too. People say things to us, set us up, want to wipe us out. Now, I want to show you why this term is, we can say, I can do all things. To sit down means the task is done. If you think about the tabernacle in the Old Testament, when the priests went in there every year to offer sacrifice for sin, they did it once a year. They're never sitting down. I won't eat anybody cooking who sits down. I won't eat a chef cooking who just sits down. How are you going to grab the other utensil? How are you going to grab the, you know, the pot from the overhead there? They're constantly working. They're constantly moving around in the temple. There was no seats in the tabernacle. So when Jesus was in the synagogue, and he stood up, and there was the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, and he read for him. Remember those words he said. The Spirit of the Lord God has appointed me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel.
Yes, sir.
To open up the prisons of those who are bound. What does that mean? To those who are struggling, to those who are mentally having struggles, to those who have addictions, to those who continue to have patterns of behaviors that is not acceptable to God and also not acceptable to the fellow human person that you live with or that you work among. Those things. He says, I'm going to open the prison, because if you're in prison, that means you're locked up. And unless someone lets you out, you can't be free. And he says, I'm coming to open up those locked doors, those strongholds, and those prisons that have had you thinking that there is no other thing for you to do. Those prisons, those struggles that have you thinking that, guess what? I got a life sentence in this mess. Things ain't never going to change. I might stop thinking it's going to change. There is no way out. He says, but the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel and to open up the prison of those who are bound. And then after he read it, he said, he closed up the scroll and he sat down. He sat down. That was a revelation to say he was the one that after he released you from that which you think you were in prison to for 20 to 25 or 30 years of your life, he says, I'm going to open it up. I'm going to free you so that you can say, I can, but you will say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. You can't come out of a stronghold or an addiction unless the Spirit of God leads you out of that mess. That's what he said. I come to open up the prison, that life sentence of struggle that you've been having, and I'm letting you out. And you walk out of there. And Jesus sat down. So that's why we can say, when we look in first, when we look in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, we'll have to turn there. That's why he said that by God's divine power, he has given us all things pertaineth to life and godliness. And in Ephesians here, he's saying this, we are seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. That means, guess what? We can sit down. It's complete. It's finished. I'm a winner. I have a winning attitude. This will not overcome me. Yes, I have set back 1 week ago. Yes, I have set back this time last year. Yes, I did one more time. But I, he's saying, I can do all things. Anytime that that struggle comes against you, or that thought, or that doubt, or maybe that financial situation you're in, or that continued patterns of relationship breakups that you have, I have found the right woman, I have found the right man, I keep going through daily situations, but that's okay. Always say, every situation you come into, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. And when Satan gives that in Jesus Christ, he has to flee, he has to resist, he has to let his hands off, he has to let go. You're sat down now, you're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Because the work now, you don't have to toil. It's easy for you. You can overcome it. You can overcome it. You have self-control. He has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. What do you mean by this? I have self-control. What do you mean? There's many people in the world that does not have self-control. But you have self-control.
Yeah.
Self-control. I can eat the right things now. I can exercise regularly now.
Uh-huh.
I can avoid drugs now. I can stop putting things off. I can stop procrastinating. I can stop overspending. You know, I can stop panicking about every little situation. I can sit in traffic and not get mad and angry and ready to bust my fist out at somebody. He gives me self-control when others are trying to develop to a place where I once was, but I'm not there anymore. He's giving me the ability to have self-control.
Yes, sir.
And if I have self-control, then I am in the position to be seated in heavenly places. And I can intercede for others just like Christ Jesus is sitting down at the right hand of God the Father. And he's making intercession for us to be able to be saved. I can do all things in Christ Jesus. Nothing is impossible to the person that believes. Nothing can stand away if you continue to say, mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea. What it means is that that mountain, that struggle, that wall is going to break and shatter, and you're going to be able to walk free and be let loose. So having self-control is the ability to say, I can do all things. I'm awake. That happened now, but I'm going to have that ability.
Yes, sir.
Dominion within, proceeding out from within oneself, but not by oneself. That's what self-control is. Dominion within, proceeding from within oneself, but not by oneself.
Yes, sir.
It comes within, but it's not by yourself. It's the help of Jesus Christ. Remember, he says, in the world, you're going to have struggles.
Uh-huh.
But in me, you will have peace. I can do all things through Jesus Christ's strength. Amen.